This is the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Michael Hinton. Michael is founder of Talking Tractors. We're talking tractors today, plus the National Antique Tractor Preservation Day and the National Ag Hall of Fame. It's all ahead. First, Anthony Perlman with USDA on this month's soybean crop.
Numbers, planted acreage at nearly 86.8 million, was raised 1.6% or 1.4 million acres from the June estimate and is up 6.8% from last season. Harvested acres are forecast at 85.8 million, also up 1.6% from the previous forecast and 6.6% above last year. Yield is forecast at 52.7 bushels per acre. That is down 0.6% or 0.3 of a bushel from the previous year. And then production is forecast at nearly 4.52 billion bushels. That is up 6% from 2025.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today we're talking with the founder of Talking Tractors. Want to talk tractors? Here we go. It's Michael Hinton. Michael, great to see you.
Great seeing you, and thanks for having me on the show, Tony.
Okay. First off, let's talk about where you're from and how you started Talking Tractors.
Sure. Happy to. Well, born and raised just about 35 miles down the road from where my family and I now have a home. I live in Hutchinson, Kansas, and that's really the headquarters of Antique Tractor Preservation Day and TalkingTractors.com. And TalkingTractors.com actually originated about 17 years ago. At that time, my family and I were living in West Plains, Missouri, and I had three tractors at that time, all antique tractors. Had a 1949 Farmall Cub, a 1942 Farmall H, and a 1960 Farmall 340, International 340. And between my father-in-law and I, they live here just about 45 miles down the road from us. When they would come to visit, it gave my father-in-law and I something to do. And, so as we were restoring these three tractors or working on them, in the town that I was living in at that time in Missouri, finding antique tractor parts was not an easy task. And so I would go on the internet. I would make lists on a legal pad. I would write things down, and I thought, you know, there's got to be an easier way. And so I kept track of all those notes. And at the same time, the city of West Plains, their travel and tourism department, where we live, was in the Mark Twain National Forest, came to me and said, "Would you, Michael, want to put on a tractor show for our community?" And I had never done that, but I contacted the Kabul Older Iron Tractor Club and asked them if they would get involved with me. And that ended up being a 3-year tenure with the club in the city of West Plains. But back to the website, between the club, the tractor show, and the tractor parts, I decided I'd create a website. And that website was theantiquetractorshow.com. And it had both resources, show events, all things tractors, tractor shows, etc. And so that was back in about 2009, 2010, and that's where it really got its start. And so during all of those, that what 17 years ago, my family and I moved back home, and we're back home in Kansas now. And about 2 years ago, I decided that I really wanted to get this, the website back going again. We had moved for my career, and I decided that I wanted to get it going again. And at the same time, when we did move back to Kansas, I had sold my three tractors prior to that. We've been home for now 6+ years. And so for my 60th birthday, my wife bought me a 1942 Farmall M tractor, 1941 Farmall M tractor. I had already started working on the website, which today is TalkingTractors.com, and two, it is still TheAntiqueTractorShow.com. You can go to either URL and you'll pull up the same website. So that's kind of the history of how it all got started.
Talking with Michael Hinton of Talking Tractors on the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest is the founder of Talking Tractors, Michael Hinton. All right, Michael, August 22nd.
That is Antique Tractor Preservation Day, and now it is now called National Antique Tractor Preservation Day, and I'll give you a little backstory on that as well. When we lived in Missouri, I was trying to bring tourism to the state and to West Plains, Missouri. And so I contacted at that time Governor Jay Nixon and asked for a proclamation for Antique Tractor Preservation Day. And that proclamation led to not only a friendship with the governor, but also three consecutive years of proclamations, as well as involvement with the U.S. Post Office. With a pictorial postmark. And so here in the past two years running, all with the exception of this year, I have held an antique tractor show at the United States Post Office in Hutchinson, Kansas. Again, had a pictorial postmark that actually we received requests from not only in the United States, but also internationally. And so I did that two consecutive years, and I've been very blessed. The governor of Kansas, she has provided to me, Governor Laura Kelly has provided to me three straight years running a proclamation for Antique Tractor Preservation Day on August 22nd. And so the past 2 years, when I finished last year's show, they asked me what I was going to do for this year. And I said, you know, I can have tractor shows in Hutchinson, Kansas year after year, and that's great. People come to them. But I said it's really not accomplishing the goals that I really want and have set forth for Antique Tractor Preservation Day. I want it to be a national event that people recognize and celebrate, not just in the state of Kansas, but in their own state. And so I began a journey of working with others in other states, and here recently, about probably over 5 months ago, I got a call from a gentleman in a tractor club in Nebraska. Said, Michael, I've been hearing about your Antique Tractor Preservation Day. I'd like to get our governor to do a proclamation. And I said, yep. I said, I can help you with that. So I wrote the letter. I wrote the proclamation, submitted that to him, and then he submitted it on both our behalves to the governor. And here on July 7th, Governor Jim Pillen of Nebraska issued a proclamation for Antique Tractor Preservation Day. And it wasn't too far along after that, actually, here on July 31st, Governor Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana, did the very same thing, issued a proclamation for Antique Tractor Preservation Day. And I'll even take a step back farther. Back in October 30th, 2025, the Illinois House of Representatives issued a resolution, H.R. 0423, and adopted Antique Tractor Preservation Day in Illinois, which coincided with my issuance of a similar resolution back in March of last year by the state of Kansas House of Representatives, and they too honored Antique Tractor Preservation Day. So this has become really a national event, and it continues to unfold with more and more states issuing proclamations and celebrating and honoring Antique Tractor Preservation throughout the United States.
So let's talk, we need to get something else worked in here as well. Hall of Fame. What is that?
Sure. The National Agricultural Hall of Fame, which is located in Bonner Springs, Kansas, a wonderful facility, a very large facility, and it is the National Ag Hall of Fame. And those people that are inducted, those dignitaries inducted into the National Agriculture Hall of Fame include former presidents, Eli Whitney, John Deere. I could go on. There are, I think, there's over either 40 or 60 inductees in the Hall of Fame. And I was very blessed. In October of last year, I began talking with the Hall of Fame and was nominated to be an inductee of the Hall of Fame. And I did find out later after the ceremony how that came all to be. And from what I understand, they go out to state representatives each year and ask for recommendations for individuals to be inducted. And that that recommendation referral came from our Secretary of Agriculture here in Kansas. And the interesting thing about that induction is myself, Sonny Perdue, and get this other gentleman's name here, Wendell Murphy in North Carolina, who is a large pork producer, manufacturing and basically a large outfit in North Carolina. We are the only three, and respectfully, the only three living inductees in the history of the National Agricultural Hall of Fame.
Talking with Michael Hinton of Talking Tractors on the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
On demanding job sites, you need equipment that works as hard as your crew. The Wiley Express water wagon is built for construction, industrial, and municipal use, delivering dependable water application for dust abatement, fire protection, and fresh water supply. The Express water wagon helps keep your operations safe, compliant, and productive. The Wiley Express water wagon, built for the toughest jobs on the ground. Trust Wiley Sprayers, proudly built in Texas. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, the founder of Talking Tractors, it's Michael Hinton. All right, Michael, TalkingTractors.com. Tell us more.
You know, that website contains a host. I add pages daily to that, and it really starts with some general information about the website, about myself, about antique tractor preservation day. There's long, long article about antique tractor preservation day in the history, but it also has links to articles, interviews, testimonials, not only from Congress, but from House of Representatives. It is everything tractors and everything, as far as antique tractor preservation day. The other thing it has on it, having a website of my own, I have also written a song for the website and basically produced it, and it is called Talking Tractors, and that song is on that website as well, and it's kind of a testament to old antique tractors, and so the site contains a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information about all different topics. And the National Agricultural Hall of Fame, it also includes, in March of this past year, my wife and I were invited to the White House for the Great American Ag Celebration. And there's an article on that, and along with photos. So just a wealth of information that continues to expand daily.
Well, again, you can find it online at TalkingTractors.com. Again, our guest today is Michael Hinton. Michael is founder of Talking Tractors, online, TalkingTractors.com. And this is the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Anthony Prilliman with USDA.
Acreage at 96.7 million was raised 1.5%, or nearly 1.4 million acres from what was estimated in the June acreage report. However, acreage is down 2.1% from last year. Harvested area for grain is forecast at nearly 88.6 million acres. That is up 1.3% from the previous forecast, but 2.9% lower than last year. This year's planted total is down from last year, but still represents the third highest planted area on record. And if realized, this will be the second highest harvested acreage for grain since 1944. As of August 1st, yield is forecast at 180.7 bushels per acre. That is down 3.1% or 5.8 bushels from the previous year. Even though yield is forecast to be down from last year, if realized, it would represent the second highest U.S. corn yield on record. And then production is forecast at 16 billion bushels. That is down 5.9% from 2025. If realized, this will be the second highest production total on record.
It's the Agribusiness Report.